Hey, this is Viral Shethi, your Insight podcast host. We're going to do a special bonus episode for all of you from the American Academy of Ophthalmology. I'm here with our producer, Connor, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the data presented here today.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Sheth. Excited to do this. I wanted to ask, to start off, could you just provide a little bit of a description of UBX1325? And the BEHOLD study?
Yeah, great. So we presented today some of the 48-week end of study data on UBX1325. And before we kind of get into the data, we really have to talk about cellular senescence. And cellular senescence is really when we talk about cells that are stressed and no longer dividing. These are cells that are metabolically active and driving pathology, accumulating in areas of disease. They can secrete inflammatory factors. And for us, looking at diabetics in particular, we're looking at cells that don't form tight junctions with their neighboring healthy endothelial cells. And you can imagine that this is going to lead to leakage and all the other kind of pathology that we see in a diabetic retinopathy eye. And so when we talk about UBX1325, what it does is it targets these senescent endothelial cells and actually allows for apoptosis of these cells. So when these cells die off, it allows for new healthy endothelial cells to replace those cells. And so what we're talking about is really looking at the hope of vascular remodeling. So when we apply these treatments to really pathologic diabetic eyes, what we're hoping is that we can actually improve the vascular structures of these eyes. And we've seen that. We've seen that in animal models. When we administer UBX1325, we see that in those models, we can reduce neovascularization, which is great. We're used to that. But we also see that we reduce the amount of avascular retinal tissue, right? So this is kind of giving us clinical evidence that there is some impact on the remodeling of the vasculature.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Sheth. Let's just dive into the 48-week results now.
Yeah, good. So you kind of understand what cellular senescence is. You understand what UBX1325 is really targeted to accomplish. And so let's talk about this clinical trial. The clinical trial is called the BEHOLD study. It's a phase 2 study. We're looking at previously treated diabetic macular edema patients in this study. And these patients had to have had recent anti-VEGF injections. And when we look at the patients that enrolled in this study, they had received on average in the 6 months prior to enrollment, 4.1 injections. So these are patients that are requiring a fairly heavy treatment regimen or treatment burden. And even despite that, these patients came in with pretty swollen retinas, CSTs of over 430 microns in thickness. And so when they were randomizing, right before randomization, 3 to 6 weeks before, they had to have received an anti-VEGF injection. And then when they randomized in a one-to-one fashion and either received the study drug, UBX1325, or a sham. And then we followed them out, primary endpoint being at 24 weeks, and we followed them out to 48 weeks for the end of the study, and that's the data that I presented at the AAO meeting. We looked at safety, tolerability, we looked at BCVA change, the durability of the response, CST changes, obviously, and also the proportion of patients that needed two or more rescue treatments. And so when we dive into that data, before we get into efficacy, the good news is that from a safety standpoint, we did not see any instances of intraocular inflammation, endophthalmitis, artery occlusion, or vasculitis, right? These are, you know, kind of the bars that are set now from a safety standpoint. And then from an efficacy standpoint, what we saw is 53% of the patients that got UBX1325 were still rescue-free by the end of the 48 weeks versus 22% being rescue-free in the sham group. In other words, you know, a nice statistically significant difference there and showing us that, look, maybe this concept of disease remodeling or vascular remodeling is genuinely taking effect in these eyes. From a BCVA standpoint, we also see a significant difference between the two groups, with the UBX1325 treated groups showing a 6.2 letter improvement versus the sham group, which has a 0.6 letter improvement. So that, again, was statistically significant. When it comes to structure or anatomy, we see that the CST remains stable in the UBX1325 treated patients compared to worsening in the sham patient group. And then, what are the key takeaways? The key takeaways here are that from a vision standpoint, we saw a statistically significant difference with 6.2 letters gained in the study treatment group, the UBX group, versus the sham group. We saw that more than 50% of the study treated group were rescue-free still by the end of the 48-week study, and that may represent the potential for disease modification. And we saw good news from a safety standpoint. We saw a favorable safety and tolerability profile. So, you know, this is exciting. We're excited about, you know, the potential of these treatments, especially in a chronic disease such as diabetes.
All right. That's excellent, Dr. Sheth. Thank you so much for sharing all those data. You know, I want to ask you now, like, what comes next?
Yeah, great question. You know, so again, this was a phase two study. So obviously, we're going to have to kind of continue to move things forward based on, you know, these results and the promising results here. There's ongoing work being done in a phase two study looking at, you know, kind of how to treat patients with this, really kind of optimizing the when to treat patients and how to treat patients with this. So we're still kind of in the learning phase. And hopefully, we'll have those results soon and kind of continue to build on what we've seen with this study, the BEHOLD study. And again, the study that's recruiting now is called the ASPIRE study. We're waiting to kind of see how that study goes and hopefully continue to move the science forward. Thank you for listening in to the New Insight podcast. We really appreciate your time. Be sure to subscribe to our channel on your preferred listening or watching platform. And if you're interested in more ophthalmology news or other podcasts, visit hcplive.com and check out our offerings. For now, I'm Dr. Viral Sheth. Hope to see you next time to discuss what's new in sight.